That is so true, Dick. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen.
Talented.
We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Talented. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
What's the word from Planet Cracker?
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Okay.
They haven't killed anybody yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Oh, let me see. Tomorrow is February 1st.
Yes, it is.
February 1st.
That's an exciting day for me.
It is. I get to talk about
first
stuff
day
tomorrow.
Of February.
I get to talk tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff. Very exciting for me. Hi, Buzz.
Looking forward to it. Hi, Don.
I hope that excitement is shared by some people in this room.
It is.
Please, fellas, feel good for me.
We do. I do.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
How are you anyway?
I'm well, thank you. Better than you, I think. Yeah, I hope you're feeling better as well.
Ah, top of the world.
Uh-huh. Top of the world, Dave.
None better than me.
Well, here's the deal. Less than a fraction of a percent of people are Scientologists. So why is Scientology getting so much attention? Why are people so riled up about it?
Yeah,
some
why?
People, so much so...
What?
So much so they've taken to attacking Scientology, persecuting, if you will, the followers of this religion,
like
if you will.
The Remini.
That's your big bitch.
Hazmat teams in Los Angeles yesterday were dispatched to 10 locations anticipating a series of anthrax attacks. A white powdery substance had been mailed to 10 of Scientology's buildings in the area. Scores of people were evacuated. One street in Glendale was closed for 2 hours. 5 dozen people were evacuated in Tustin alone. Last week, somebody launched a cyber attack on the Church of Scientology's website.
I'm not in that persecution mode. I just find when it comes to Scientology, I'm curious.
Yeah, we all are.
You know, live and let live and let the celebrities
yeah,
get in
absolutely.
There. Let them get in their spaceship and do whatever they want to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. The FBI says it does not yet have reason to connect the two crimes. The Church of Scientology has no comment. And if you think Scientology loves Tom Cruise, Bart Simpson may outrank him in importance. Nancy Cartwright, who voices the cartoon boy, reportedly gave the church $10 million last year alone.
Wowzy woozy.
Here we go. Now, we talked about this the other day.
That is twice as much as Tom Cruise donated to Scientology last year.
Key Rice.
Yeah.
And she's
wow.
got it, too. I mean, after mm-hmm. 20 yeah. years of being the voice of Bart Simpson.
She makes $250,000 per episode.
And they got $10 million from her?
Uh-huh. Just last year. And she's been with them for a while.
See, this is the part that that concerns me a little bit, that this is the money aspect of it that seems to be driving the whole thing.
Cruise gave...
Maybe they'll make her pretty.
Cruise donated $5 million last year, and the church gave him its Platinum and Diamond Awards. Wichita's Kirstie Alley gave twice that much. She gave $5 million. Travolta and Kelly Preston each gave $500,000. Priscilla Presley.
God, Travolta's a cheap bastard.
Yeah, I was going to say, but no, see, I look at Travolta as maybe being a smart guy. You know, maybe he's using the networking of it. And for what he makes compared to, like, Kirstie Alley, I mean, $500,000?
I'm
so
sure
dropping the bucket.
I'm sure he's kicked in more before.
And
you think
Travolta's
so?
Travolta's been in it a long time.
Yeah. I mean, like, he used it to kind of resurrect his career, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you $500,000. The Deutsch.
And Priscilla Presley gave $500,000 to Scientology.
Well, they could help her plastic surgery.
I'll tell you something, Jackson. That woman's her face.
What do you think, Jackson?
Her face looked like that lady on Time Magazine.
You think maybe because this lady's given $10 million to Scientology, that's allowed her to have a woman's body and a little boy's voice?
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
She's not lost the voice.
How about Bart Simpson's penis, huh?
I love the way he like, skateboards behind the hedge and then you see it.
That's worth $10 million.
Absolutely.
Right there. Right there.
That's
sure.
a $10 million little wiener.
Well, for such a small religion, making up such a small part of our population, it certainly is interesting to all of us at this
and
point.
And where's the money going? I mean, I know they have lots of land interests. They own lots of real estate.
It's going to the mothership, Mike.
Are they building something to take them all away?
What do you think they spotted in Texas last week?
It's a Scientology ship.
I wonder. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And then there's the Britney Spears problem. The first problem is we're still paying attention.
Is she dead? Did she try to kill herself? Did she arrange going to the hospital? Did she arrange having a breakdown?
No, not yet. Yes, no, and yes.
Thank you, Buzz. God right. damn, you are quick. That is us. That's a sharp mind.
Thank you.
I don't remember the question. You had the answers.
Since I've been saying a lot of stupid things on the show today, I thought I'd add one more.
What's that?
I don't think that Britney's mom is not hot.
You don't think she's not
That's
hot.
That's the way I wanted to phrase
okay.
that.
You think her mom is hot.
Uh-huh. Kind of?
Yeah. Yeah, you could say it that way, too, I suppose.
Well, although it's been denied that the troubled pop star tried to kill herself, she was hauled away to a certain ward in the UCLA Medical Center last night while you were home in bed. Her shrink was concerned that Britney hadn't slept since Saturday and was acting erratically, which raises the question, how could he tell?
Leave Britney Spears alone right now! Right.
So she's on a 72-hour psychiatric hold, partly because she's refusing to take her meds. Her psychiatrist says he'll now go to court to get an order to hold Britney for another 2 weeks. Her mom is talking about taking her back down south.
Okay, we found the Wang Chung song.
Ah, yes.
And you got the Good Charlotte song,
got the
too?
Good Charlotte
good.
Song. So this is Wang Chung. Everybody have fun tonight.
Right. Right.
Wang Chung tonight. And this is the Good Charlotte song. I like it. I think it's very Wang Chung-y. It's been out for a long time. We got a real good copy, it sounds like.
To live and die in L.A.
Yeah, the fidelity sucks, but it's very Wang Chung-y. And now, wait till they get to the hook.
I like this band.
Scientology.
Wait till they get to the part. That's the catchy part. Let me just stop that for a second.
I'm trying to identify the keys if there's a similarity there. Obviously, the beat is similar.
Yeah, the beat is.
I don't wanna be in love.
Everybody got an everybody in there too.
Anyway, I like it. Good going, good
like
Charlotte.
I
good,
say good sue him.
Good band.
Good song.
Sue him.
And there's some in Good Charlotte. Some guy married to some piece of ass.
I think so, but I've forgotten.
I'm so late to the party.
Joel Madden, and he's the father of Nicole Richie's baby, right?
Oh, piece right. of ass.
That's well, right, hey, listen, right. That song is out now. I like it, so let's get him on the show.
Yeah,
very good.
Let's get him on the show on February 1st.
Done and done. Britney.
Let's make that happen, huh?
Britney Spears was about the only one surprised by her trip to the hospital. She was escorted by police, get this, in two helicopters, two cruisers, and enough motorcycle cops to keep the paparazzi from following her to the hospital.
Do you know what I read on Perez MZ?
What?
I read that
I like that.
That one of the issues that Britney has, and this was fascinating. This is why I got thinking about Lynn Spears, mother of Britney Spears.
Sure.
I read that one of Britney's main concerns is that her mother has had a sexual relationship with Kevin Federline.
Really?
And that's what they have, I guess, one of the things they've pointed to, meaning that she's
mama
a little whacked
little
out.
Mama, little baby loves short bitch, short bitch. Mama, little baby loves short
bitch. See, you're thinking the way I did. And then I looked at her, and I looked at Kay Fed, and I'm like, yeah, Mama Spears ain't that bad looking.
Mommy, 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 mommy.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Well, hello, Lynn. I'd like to offer you counsel.
Mommy boobies.
You would know by listening.
Federline crawling on top of Lynn Spears.
Sure.
Well, Lynn Spears.
I think it's feasible.
You would have known by listening to the police scanners in L.A. last night that the Los Angeles police had given Britney Spears the code name The Package.
Yeah, as, The Package.
As what about the vagina?
As in the package is on its way.
Name. Right. Yeah. That's a stinky package.
A British dance company, meanwhile, has launched a new ballet about Britney Spears. They call it Meltdown.
Package is a euphemism for, like, you know...
Usually used more for men than for women.
Yeah. A nice package.
Hey, look at his package.
Look at your package.
What about Lynn Spears' package?
I like Lynn Spears' package. She looks good sometimes, and she looks bad other times, like so many women, of course.
You know where she'd be good? Mike would be at Quiznos. She'd do a nice roast beef ad for them.
I think you think so? Yeah. I think so.
I think Lynn Spears would look like one of those sandwiches right before they put it in that Subway microwave thing.
Like perhaps a Quiznos after the San Diego fires?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
In the British ballet.
Steak'em. That's
Steak'em.
Lynn Spears looks like Steak'em.
Mm-hmm. Call her Snake.
Write that down, somebody.
In the British Ballet Meltdown, a twirling around the lead character will be paparazzi, and the show includes a reenactment of the famous head shaving in a tattoo parlor. The show ends with Britney being carried off stage by men in white coats. The show opens tomorrow night in London's South Bank Center.
You know, this whole thing is so ridiculous as far as seeing this parade of 20 motorcycle cops and cruisers and an ambulance, and they prearranged it to send her over there. Mm-hmm. And then you hear that the guy that wanted her committed was not in cahoots with her parents and that they're angry that she got committed. I don't know what the hell is true, but I smell like a complete hoax with all this crap.
I smell something. It smells like root beer and cheese.
Yeah, that's the package.
There you go.
What about the vagina?
Lynn Spears. I'd like to talk to Lynn. I'd like to interview Lynn.
I'd like to interview her tonsils. Is that what you'd like to interview?
I just like, she's got a nice tan, nice nails.
Uh-huh. And for you, that's enough.
Sure.
They're also coming to take away an
Lynn Spears looks to me like that mom in Something About Mary.
It might have been one photograph. It might have been one photograph. But she looks like, you know, apparently her daughter yesterday was, crying for help and wanted her to come over, and Lynn Spears couldn't do it because she was getting a manicure.
Sure, she got a little
This
done.
Is all the crap that you read about this, and it's, like, surreal.
It is. They're also, the men in the little white coats are also coming to take away an Air Canada pilot. Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Clean on the outside, but filthy and diseased on the inside. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Mick?
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right, fellas.
Okay.
Scream, wussy.
Your mouth is doing weird, weird things.
Boy, you know your hands smell like.
And you handle meat.
That's what they smell like.
I know you, Paula.
What?
I know. What do you think of her, Regis?
That's your big bitch.
Regis.
Wow.
What's wrong with you?
That's a great Regis tape.
Hello, Regis.
That one will live forever.
And that's Regis when he really expressed himself without any control, and that's what he had to use. Mm-hmm. You know, he uses that word liberally in his real home life.
That's your big bitch.
What time are we going to the grand opening, bitch?
That's his second favorite word.
Constantly. Oh, come on now. The cab's waiting downstairs. I've got a car coming. Bitch.
Effing bitch.
Oh, my God. We're going to be late. We've got to meet, what's his name? The Hallmark guy?
You knew the name before.
Henry
Schleib.
Henry Schleib.
We're meeting the Schleibs, bitch. Oh, God.
Come on, you effing bitch.
I know you don't have breasts. We have to do the TV show, bitch.
That's your big bitch.
You're my bitch, Gilman.
Bitch.
Hi, bud.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, it's not just Britney. They're also coming to take away an Air Canada co-pilot.
The bitch is back.
That's your big bitch.
After the co-pilot went nuts in midair.
Oh, man. That's like one of my greatest fears.
The airline will not release his name, but... It says he's the reason a Monday flight from Toronto to London had to make an emergency landing in Shannon, Ireland. That's just 1 hour short of the destination, so it must have been serious.
I'm Scott Shannon.
I forgot about him.
Thank you for landing the plane, sir.
These are good potatoes.
He went
Follow
nuts?
Follow the rainbow.
Yeah, the co-pilot reportedly had to be restrained by other crew members and a soldier who was also on board.
Whoa.
While the captain tried to bring in the plane safely.
Whoa.
The airline says the captain followed procedures a captain is supposed to follow in the event his co-pilot falls ill.
Why?
The plane got into London 8 hours late, but at least it got there.
I swear to God. You know, I'm a phobic flyer, but I always think about, you know, they're just men, Don, just flesh and bones.
Flesh and bones, mm-hmm. Right.
And they can wig out like anybody else.
It's enough to make you want to strap on a jetpack and do a little flying of your own. And a company called Thunderbolt Aero Systems in San Jose, California, has just unveiled the first jetpack that's safe for human transportation.
There's kind of the history of this. If you remember from the first Super Bowl.
Right.
Everybody's seen that grainy footage
of
the guy flying in. Mm-hmm. And also to bring it back to American Chopper.
Well, here goes nothing.
Did you see the episode where they built a bike for Go Fast energy drink?
No, I didn't see that one.
Go Daddy or whatever it is.
Right.
The guy that runs the company has one of those jetpack things. And when they did the reveal on the bike, the guy, the CEO from the company, came down like an entire story from one hotel roof to another in Las Vegas wearing the jetpack.
Really? And it really worked?
Well, for like 20 seconds,
yeah. That's the, I guess that's the knock on it. Because of the fuel, they don't last that long because they can't carry enough fuel on these
but
things.
Man, is that cool. I remember seeing that when I was a kid and thinking, someday, Jackson.
Wouldn't it be a great way to commute?
What do you think, Jackson?
This is a new one, and this is not like any jetpack you've seen before. This is not your grandfather's jetpack. This cool. one does up to 75 miles an hour.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's nice,
yeah.
Buzz.
This is the day we've been waiting for, isn't it?
Man, out of loop of the beltway. Come on!
10 years in the making at Thunderbolt Aerosystems, this jetpack goes on the market in August for $98,000.
Well, you know there'd be some rich son of a bitch out there, like that guy from Virgin Airways will buy like 10 or 15 of them.
Well, the price will come down.
How far can you go at 75 miles an hour?
I don't have information on the range yet, but if it goes 75, it's...
That would be bananas. That would be like the best bananas ever that really...
wouldn't it?
You would just... I'm imagining strapping that thing on, pushing that button, and that freaking thing goes...
I'm going to the mall, honey.
I mean, God. Damn, that's bananas. Great.
I think they should send prototypes to radio stations.
That would be nice. We should have to try that out.
That is cool. That's cool beans.
Who'd get killed first?
I'll keep watching this. Anything more I find on it, I'll be sure and let you know.
DJs would be too fat for it. It would just hover.
Yeah, you know, they'll probably have a weight requirement.
Yeah.
Really, it'll be just like the water slides at Grey Wolf Lodge. Jesus, that's just not fair.
I didn't
fair.
Know there was a weight... A weight requirement.
No.
Yeah, I couldn't go on the water slide that had the rope ladder. Had to leave me behind. Uh-huh. My girls had to leave me behind. Yeah. But I bet that's the particular slide that got the walking pneumonia.
Yeah,
What is the sign? You know, because I know that the sign.
You must be this tall.
Persons be. Over the over this weight, uh-huh. And I had my right foot on the step going up, and I looked at the sign. Oh. Persons over this weight.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, it's like a height requirement for rides only in reverse. That was very sad.
Science marches on in pizza technology as well, as Domino's unveils a new pizza tracking service. Instead of waiting by the door, you wait by your computer to get updates about when it's being prepped.
How much of a pig are you if you have to do that?
Oh, listen,
honest to God.
I mean, speed every step of the way. You get notified online when it's being prepped, when it's being baked, when it's being boxed, and when the driver puts it into his car. They don't yet have GPS, so your pie will be untrackable from that point to your door, but at least you'll have a better idea of how long it'll be, and you'll know that your order hasn't gotten lost.
Hi, Domino's. I'm type A and morbidly obese.
Domino's says that even without GPS, the system is accurate to within 40 seconds.
I know that that was put in the oven at 7:15. Why is it at my house? What is wrong? I'm following you on the computer.
And that comes just in time for the Super Bowl. A Consumer Reports, meanwhile, says the best light beers are Busch Light, Keystone Light, and Natural Light.
Yeah, and also deer urine.
This is Consumer Reports.
They are retarded in the head, Buzz.
The magazine has ranked these three as your best buys.
I am not even a beer drinker, but I can tell you, you might as well just drink number one.
Hey, listen, don't slight Natural Light. That's a fine stuff. And, you know, occasionally it gets new names, like O'Mara's Brew. Not anymore, though. No, we sell better stuff now.
My God, the next thing you'd be talking about how you water down your ketchup.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Isn't Natural Light what Anheuser-Busch makes into the green beer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
green
good stuff.
Beer.
Consumer Reports says these three beers are your best values. Mm-hmm. All three are cheaper than Miller or Bud.
Maybe we go to light beer expert Joe Ardinger.
Yeah,
we should.
We should.
Hey, Joe.
He's a Miller drinker, I believe. That's Miller Light.
Joe, you love Miller Light, right? You like the blue label?
Well, first of all, how are you feeling today?
Hey, thank you for asking. My stomach is quite upset.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And I got sick poops.
All right.
You've been drinking Natural Light.
Joe, have you been drinking during the show today?
No.
Hey, Joe, would you wipe me?
Oh. What's that?
I said, what kind of beer do you drink?
Miller Light, of course.
Yeah. Right on. So you don't like the beer the Buzz is talking about?
Busch Light, Keystone Light, Natural Light.
Oh, in my days, I certainly drank plenty of that. Haven't we all been poor?
Where do you line up on Keystone, Joe?
Oh, God.
God, if only we could all be rich so we could all afford Miller Light.
Worst beer I ever had was Pearl Light.
Pearl.
Made by Pearl Bailey.
Made out of Pearl Bailey.
You know how.
Honey. Keystone is really bad beer.
It's below Olympia. It's below Milwaukee's Best. Keystone is bad beer.
Where does it rank on the Iron City scale?
I'd say on par with Iron City.
How about
Iron City, I believe, gets a bad rap.
How about Wiedemann's?
That's regional. I don't know Wiedemann's.
That's what we drink.
A lot of people from Pittsburgh drink Iron City. They mm-hmm. like it. They drink it like it's real beer.
Pabst Blue Ribbon's good beer, too.
I think Blatt's. They like it because it's Iron City.
And again, Pabst Blue Ribbon is like old style. Those are both mm-hmm. very mm-hmm. Milwaukee, Chicago, Green Bay. You go somewhere and you say, give me a Pabst Blue Ribbon. They look at you like you're retarded, but you go to Milwaukee, good luck finding anything but.
You know, after the 11th, it really doesn't matter.
That's or the true. 14th.
Or the 14th.
Well, Consumer Reports says this study is really about value, maybe not taste. Or quality, but value. And they, in that study, rank Beck's the lowest, surrounded by Amstel Light, Corona Light, and Heineken Premium Light.
Which gets you drunk fastest.
Right.
Which will get me the drunk fastest.
So they say the worst, I don't know. That they don't say in the study. They just say which is the best value.
What was the brewery that was ranked last?
Beck's Light, they said, was the worst of the light beers.
Hey, Mike, that's the beer that Rob loves.
Rob swills that.
Rob loves Beck's Light.
I don't like Beck's Light.
You like Beck's?
I like Beck's.
Same brewery, though.
Sure.
They're talking about value, cost per taste.
Have you had Beck's Light in my house or just regular Beck's?
Just regular Beck's. And Beck's Dark, which is also very good.
That was where I got screwed up. Okay.
You've had Beck's Dark?
Hey, Buzz.
What makes a Nazi?
A lot of Bing.
How does he get that way?
Didn't work as well.
Once you have Dark, Amstel Light, Corona Light, and Heineken Premium Light also made the bad list of the magazine.
Mike loves Heineken Light. How's that, Mike? How does that taste? Do you like it? Does it taste good? Is it brewed by Heineken?
You calm your fat ass down.
The magazine also says the great taste of beer tastes best in a bottle. But sadly, also there'll be in Super Bowl notes no lingerie bowl this year. The organizers say they failed to get the proper permits in
time. What about the vagina?
To stage this annual event, it's a halftime alternative pay-per-view show in which hot young women play touch football in lingerie.
The Heine Bowl.
This year they just couldn't make it on time.
Oh, God, come on.
And when we return,
yes?
Make up your own ending.
Okay, I go home tonight, and my house is made of full bottles of vodka, and the Super Bowl is on.
Yeah, early, and it's going to last all weekend.
And Brett's there.
Mm-hmm.
Brett's at your house?
Man, yeah. And he wipes me?
Oh, God.
Hold on, a story about
and then Carla says to me, hey, look who's upstairs waiting for us. It's Lynn Spears.
Would you do a three-way with your girlfriend and Lynn Spears?
No, I'm just joking. I'm just Josh.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
All right. And once again, here is Curly Burby. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, even though they'll probably suck, there's still a lot of anticipation, believe it or not, about the commercials in the Super Bowl, which is sad. One out of four women.
One, two, three, four.
One, two.
One, two.
One, two, three.
Ow! Hey, you know the chick that was on Archie Bunker's place?
Yeah.
Danielle Brisbois. Oh,
Brisbois.
Yeah. She is in this band.
Really? So
yeah.
Some good came of that.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Thank you, Buzz.
Certainly.
You have made this broadcaster's dream.
There is one short memo for Mr. Paul Harvey.
Yes.
Never mind. Thanks. Thank you, Buzz. That's the new Radicals.
Yes, I love that.
You only get what you give.
Mm-hmm. Now, one out of four women say they are looking forward to Sunday only for the commercials. They say that's the only reason they'll be watching the Super Bowl, according to a Comcast survey. One out of four women. But one out of six men also say that they will only be watching for the commercials.
Homo.
And they'll be drinking Keystone Light.
But don't have a heart attack, and I mean that. Doctors say the Super Bowl brings a spike in heart attacks, partly because of the excitement, but also because of overeating, drinking, smoking, and forgetting to take their meds.
Hey. Mike O'Meara.
Where were they in the 2004 World Series?
Yeah, they say it's the same. One researcher says the Super Bowl, or in the case of the Red Sox, the World Series, increases a fan's heart attack risk in much the same way as earthquakes and war.
Oh, I can testify to that.
I'm sure you can.
Absolutely. And you watch the Packers championship game, same way.
Yes, but no.
Yes, but no.
All right, then.
That clears it up.
Okay. Well, okay.
Finally.
Backwards speaking, I'm.
Guy in Clearwater, Florida hit his first hole.
I'll hurry, Buzz.
I will. Guy in Clearwater, Florida hit his first hole-in-one the other day. He'd been playing for 60 years.
Infected butthole.
He's 92 and legally blind. But we're not here to talk about that.
That could go either way.
We're here to talk about 52-year-old Michael Lynn Shirkheath of Rochester, New York, who's out on bond after exposing himself in public. He admits he exposed himself to two teenaged girls, but he says it was out of his control. Michael blames the prescription he was taking for his, wait for it, restless leg syndrome.
Told you.
Now get out there and make up your own jokes.
Told you.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Hey, that ain't a leg.
That's fine, Buzz.
Thank you.
95.
Enjoyed it.
All right, buddy. See you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 And Heb,
may I have a moment to say hi to my wife, Carrie?
Sure.
She's very nice. Hi, Carrie.
Bex Light.
We'll find out what that's about.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Heineken Light.
Bex Light.
Oh, Heineken Light.
Oh, poo on you, yo,
well,
queen.
Don,
too sweet,
wise,
anyway.
Battered Wives Club. Bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.